This is a new day. Everything bursting with hope. Coming alive. This moment, You got a freedom. Woo! No looking back anymore. Open your eyes. It's coming, This is a new day.
Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach, from drbcoach.com. Coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence. Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany Hansen, your coach, and I'm here to talk with you today about your mindset. The mindset we're going to discover today is the one in which you say no far too much. You might not realize how much you say no when you're busy saying yes to everything. Do you ever feel overwhelmed? Do you ever feel like you cannot get it done? Like there just isn't enough time in the day for you to take for exercise or meeting your kids at school for lunch or your husband or wife at school for lunch or maybe at work. Maybe there are always these things on your list you're not getting to and you kind of beat yourself up for not getting back to those things at the end of the day and working harder. Well, the idea today behind the mindset of you say no too much is that we are all saying no to something every day, all day long. There's an opportunity cost associated with saying yes to something, and of course, we're saying no to something else at the same time. Basically, when one door opens, another door closes. It's like that idea that you cannot serve two masters, or you can't walk two different paths at the same time. So if you're saying yes to things, what are you saying no to? Well, many of us are saying no to ourselves. We're saying, no, we cannot take a break. No, we cannot exercise now. No, we cannot go visit our family at school or work. No, we cannot take the time that we deserve and need to be in a peak state of well-being. Instead, we're saying yes to other people. And while it's good to put other people first and give them priorities and make them feel valued and important, if you spend all of your time saying no to yourself, pretty soon you're going to feel like other people are just walking all over you, taking advantage of your kindness, your time, your work, and not treating you like you should be treated. This is a strange idea I'm about to share with you today, but I want you to think about the fact that it's your job to treat you how you should be treated. If you ever think that others should treat you better, take a look at how you're treating yourself. Do you give yourself the time you need to rest? Do you give yourself the time you need to connect with other people and have healthy relationships? Do you give yourself the time to really think and develop yourself and take care of those needs that you have? If you're not doing that, and if your feelings are that you're putting everything else first and everyone else first, chances are it's time to take stock of how you treat yourself and decide how you should be treated. And then the next step would be to treat yourself that way. It's not selfish to take good care of yourself. In fact, it's healthy. No one else can know exactly what you need. You are the one person in this world uniquely prepared and uniquely positioned to know what your needs are. You're inside your head and you're inside your body. And you need to advocate for yourself sometimes to get a break or take space or take a day off or go visit some people. There are three key areas in all of our lives that will determine how happy we are at work, how happy we are in our relationships and in our home and personal lives. Those three things are the rest that we get, the social connection, and I'm going to save that third one for just a minute down the road. Let's just look at those first two. If you look at rest and think about getting enough sleep at night and also getting the mental rest from work, consider how much rest you actually get. I wear a Fitbit, and my Fitbit tells me exactly how much sleep I got last night. In fact, I can look at my history of how many hours I slept for the last year. And if we know that we need to sleep 7 to 9 hours a night, it's a rare person who actually needs less sleep than that biologically. Most of us need 7 to 9 hours. The question is, are we getting it? If not, then we can address the needs we have to get adequate sleep, reduce the excitement before bedtime, have a routine before we go to bed so that we're prepared to get sleep, and do those things that will help promote healthy quality sleep. And one of those things is to go to bed at the same time and get up at the same time pretty much every day. The experts on this say that if you're going to sleep in on the weekends, it's best to still get up within an hour of your normal work time get up hours. So think about that. The other thing is the mental rest throughout the day and throughout the week, kind of a cyclical period of giving your brain a break. This can be met by just reading or thinking, listening to music, taking a walk, indulging in your hobbies, enjoying creative activities, or just watching television. Whatever you need to do to give your brain the permission to not have to be on fire and productive all the time, that is rest. You might consider your time with other people to be rest, but if you're always on with other people as well and have to be giving with other people, that might not be as big of a rest as you think it is. So think about how you might be able to integrate periods of alone time, time in nature, time to think and reflect, and just spend that time that you need during the day getting mental rest, and also during the sleeping time getting physical rest, at least the adequate amount that you need to be healthy. Now that second area of social connection. How can we invest more in the close, meaningful relationships we have in life? There are people in your personal life, and there are people in your professional or community life. And either way, think about how you might touch those people more often. Connect with them by telephone. If you're distanced over a large geographical space, maybe you're going to have a video call. Or perhaps you need to make arrangements to go and visit those people and actually connect face to face. Whatever it takes to reach your social connection, there is no replacement for supportive close relationships where you're accepted for who you are, where you have something to give, but you're not expected to always give. These are supports for you. And when you have a support connection through social connection with other people, you're going to feel a lot more well-rounded and balanced because you're going to be okay with who you are. You belong, you fit in, you have a place to go and people to be with. When you think about those relationships, you want to have enough time to devote to those. If you feel that you're not able to give those relationships the time that they truly deserve, it might be that you're spending too much time at work. Perhaps you're saying yes to so many things during the workday that you don't have the time and energy left to get your social connection. If you don't work, or if that's not the case with you, maybe you're spending a lot of time on other things. It's a great idea to take a personal inventory of where we spend our time and get some social connection to really boost our well-being. Now, I mentioned earlier that I would get to the last driver, and I didn't mention it earlier, but it is self-compassion. Self-compassion is a hot topic these days. It's the way we treat ourselves. Maybe you treat yourself with kindness and you avoid harsh self-criticism. Some of us have inner critics in our minds. Maybe we'll do something and say we didn't think that was very smart or it wasn't good judgment. But some people really criticize themselves internally in their minds much more often. And when you can instead be gracious to yourself, be kind to yourself, and speak to yourself in a way that is encouraging and supportive, that would be self-compassion. Self-compassion means that you allow yourself the grace to make mistakes, to fall short sometimes, and also to change and to keep growing in the future. So these three things are excellent ways to say yes to yourself. Stop saying no quite as often and start saying yes to those things that will help you be healthy and strong and have a solid sense of well-being. I want the best for you, of course, and I know you do too, because you want to be happy and you want to feel good, and that's why you're here, thinking about your mindset and what you might do to focus on that. Thanks for focusing on this area this week. Think about rest, social connection, and self-compassion. And I hope you'll join me again next week at the Mindset for Life podcast. And I wish you all the best in being the best version of you. Our theme song for the Mindset for Life Season 2 podcast is New Day, performed by Danny Gokey in 2021. Danny Gokey is under exclusive license to Capital Christian Music Group, Incorporated, and it was written by Ethan Hulse, Kobe Wedgeworth, and Danny Gokey. Copyright 2019. From Better Than I Found It, administered at CapitalCMGPublishing.com. All rights reserved, used with permission. 1, 2.